Dr. Wachtel is an acclaimed author, educator, public speaker. She's best known for her acclaimed memoir, My Mother's Shoes, which follows her mother's journey during the Holocaust and as a new American citizen. She's been an English professor at Middlesex County College for nearly 30 years. She was named Faculty Scholar of the Year in 2017. She writes textbooks. She's just a powerhouse all unto herself. Dr. Wachtel, welcome to Preferred Company.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm not sure if I'm deserving of all that praise, but I do appreciate being on with you two today.
Well, Dr. Wachtel, I will tell you that I met you in person probably a month ago at a charity or a fundraising event for an organization called Change. It was a beautiful night, and you were so eloquent that you deserve the accolades that Fran just gave you.
Oh, thank you. It was really, you know, I've made it my job to my business, my mission to go around and speak on the causes of human rights and based on, you know, my background and my writing and, of course, my son's special award. And
let's stop there for one second because Fran and I had a discussion. I was going to say disagreement, but it wasn't. I said I wanted to concentrate on Dr. Shirley Wachtel. She was she's under the impression that you wanted to concentrate on your son's Academy Award. And maybe we can make them both happen. How about that?
Okay, that sounds fair.
So where do you want to begin? With you, with Charlie?
Well, I think it starts actually with my parents, with my family.
How nice. You and I have something in common, and I'm going to stop you there, but I'm not going to fill in all of this because you're here for you. You are our guest, and I want for you to have the microphone this morning. I, too, am a child of Holocaust survivors.
Oh.
So we do have that in common, and your being here is very special to me and so many other listeners.
Oh, well, thank you. It's really my parents' experience has really been the driving force in my life, and I just felt that with whatever talent I had in writing, I had to put their story out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though the book is called My Mother's Shoes, it's really a story of family, of both my parents, and really of the family that they raised, my brother and I, and how they made us look at life and the things we wanted to do with our lives. So in turn, it's how I raised my three sons. It's a way of looking at life and the things that we want to contribute and accomplish in our lives based on my parents' history and really so many others like us who are in the second generation who are carrying that message forward.
Well, let me ask you that. You and I both being what is referred to as second generation, meaning children of Holocaust survivors, how do you think you've been shaped different from the rest of the world as a result of your parents' experience?
Oh, well, in so many ways. On a negative level, we always grew. My brother is 5 years younger than I am, and he's a judge today in New Jersey. And, you know, we always knew that to be a little bit afraid of the world.
Yes.
But at the same time, to really preserve the notion of family. You know, I think
Wait, stop there because it's so interesting to me to hear what you just said, yet there was a sentence missing. Your brother's a judge, and then you talk about how we're a little afraid of the world. How do those two sentences come together?
Because the world was and can be a very scary place.
Mm-hmm.
We're Jewish, and even today we're seeing that the Jewish race is still a target. Many minority groups are a target. You know,
yes.
There's a famous quote by an Archbishop Niemöller at the time, who was, you know, obviously not Jewish himself. And it's something to the effect of, first, you know, they came for the Unionist. I was not a Unionist, so I didn't care. Then they came for the Jews. I was not a Jew, so I didn't care. When they came for me, there was nobody left to care for me.
Ooh, yes.
And that's something, you know, as a teacher, I do use that quote, and I think it really connects with my students, because each one of us is quite different. At Middlesex County College, we have a very, very mixed group of students, and we're all individuals, but yet we all have a right to grow up without fear. And so, you know, we happen to be Jewish, but there are other groups that are, you know, the target of ignorance. I like to use the word ignorance rather than racism, because that everything stems from not knowing.
You know, I don't want to embarrass you, but you're an award-winning professor. I mean, people have asked you to write textbooks, or you write textbooks. You've won awards for Faculty Scholar of the Year. Obviously, what you do touches lives and changes them.
Well, I love what I do. That's the key. I mean, my students are what keep me going. A lot of my number of my colleagues have already retired, but I'm still hanging in there, because I learn as much as they may learn from me. Probably I learn more from them, from their stories. And I like seeing students go from day one, and then, you know, we have, let me just tell you a little bit about a course that I teach. It's called Writing About Survival. It's a composition 2 class, and I put it together, a book of readings on surviving environments, surviving discrimination, surviving war, surviving personal challenge. And so we all share our stories. And when the students connect with some of the readings, and certainly my personal stories, it's really very gratifying to me. And again, it comes back to the idea that no matter how different we may seem, we're all truly alike at the very heart of things.
So well put. One of the questions that I asked myself as I listened to you speak at that wonderful, intimate gathering that you and I had in Middletown, at the home of some generous soul who allowed...
George Kolber. Yeah.
Yes, thank you for reminding me.
Who's an author also, as well. He's a child of a survivor.
Yes, exactly. And the family looked fascinating there. I'm not going to go into that because I want to concentrate on you today. But one of the questions that I ask myself is whether or not anyone could take your course, because I'd be so interested in taking it. Seriously, that was what ran through my mind, and I didn't get up to speak to you because I think Charlie spoke after you did, and it got a little confusing.
Right. I'm pretty sure you can audit my classes, but just, you know, come on in and we'll take care of you. Our chairperson is Dr. Matt Spano, and he certainly loves to have more people come in and hear what it's all about. We're doing great at Middlesex. Our enrollment is up, and you know, we're just I'm just very proud to be part of the faculty.
I love county colleges. I think they are a gem. Mm-hmm. New Jersey is so blessed to have such wonderful. I'm a Brookdale grad, and I love it. I think that they do a great job. Middlesex County College. We have just so many wonderful years and years ago, County College of Morris. I mean, it's just a wonderful way to start. And when you meet people like yourself who invest their time in those students, I think you're going to serve more people that way because more people are going to be able to attend those classes. What I have to ask you this quick question as you're talking about this class that you do and sharing survival. Your story obviously is very unique. There's only so many of you out there now at this stage of the game. What are the things that young people are surviving these days? What are they touching your heart with?
Oh, gosh. So many stories every semester. First of all, a good number of them are immigrants to this country, and they're trying to make it. And many of our students, spend full-time jobs, and they have issues at home, going to school, trying to support a family, and also some students are slower learners than others, and we try to accommodate them. That's what we do at a community college,
right?
And I know we have special programs now where the tuition is waived. There are all kinds of stories. Truly, all kinds of stories. There's stories of abuse. There's stories. Some of the stories I hear from students make my personal story pale in comparison. Students coming from Africa, a student who watched his father and his sister being slaughtered right before his eyes. Mm. So, there's a lot of that in the world, but I think in all cases, I truly believe that education is the answer.
Well, and open hearts like yours, and obviously it reflects in your writing. I just have to tell you quickly that I was looking through the book, and even just reading short passages of My Mother's Shoes made me cry, and I didn't even read the whole book. So you are a gifted and talented writer for sure. So thank you for that.
Well, thanks. And if I could just say, your listeners might be interested. My mother was one of eight, and she and two brothers survived at the end of the war. She was taken first in her family to a work camp, and then for a while in Bergen-Belsen, and she and just two of her brothers were survivors. Mm. Unfortunately, they're all gone now. My father's scenario was even worse, if that's possible, because he was the only survivor in his family, and he survived. He was in the Ludz ghetto, and he survived by, he was selected because he was a small man and didn't look like a good worker, but he was a runner in the black market, and when it came time for the selections, he was selected to go for the line to the gas chamber, but he was smart, and he thought to himself, well, I don't think I want to be on this line. So he ran from one line to the line for life, and in that way, he survived the war. So, these are the stories that I grew up with. These mm-hmm. are the stories that my own children grew up with, and for that reason, I feel that not only do I, my brother, we have to make a contribution, but I'm so very proud, and you know a little bit about my son Charlie, he's my youngest, but I'm proud of all three of my boys because all three are making an important contribution to this society, and that's, again, that's their mission coming from their background.
Let's not be modest. You are a mom. of his son who won an Academy Award at the last.
Go ahead, brag
and
a little.
Very proud.
You be a proper Jewish mother here and do a little bit of quelling for the audience.
Well, and look at that. Well, you know, he won the Academy Award along with his co-writer, Dave Rabinowitz, and Spike Lee, of course. And they, shockingly enough, won for writing the screenplay for Black Klansman, which is a fantastic film. I hope you've seen it, and I would encourage everyone to see it.
I have seen it, and what a film it is. I encourage all of our audience to, even this weekend, just get it on demand. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, it's called Black Klansman, Academy Award winner, written partly by Charlie Wachtel. Just for the few seconds that we have left, I want to add that not only did Charlie win an Academy Award, but his mommy was in the audience. His mommy was sitting right there. Tell us what it was like to be in
that. Oh, Joel, it was not even on my bucket list. It was so incredible. And just sitting there, and I didn't even hear his name called. And we just all of us, Dave's mom was with him as well, and we all just shot up. We were sitting behind Jordan Peele, who was one of the producers of the film, and Spike Lee, of course. We met Amy Adams. Afterwards, we went to the Vanity Fair party.
Listen to you!
I mean, the boys didn't even have an invitation, but we're sitting in the limo, and they rolled down the window, and they stuck out their Oscars, and they said, go right ahead in.
I love it.
And we met Elton John, and we met, my husband got to meet Odell Beckham Jr. from the Giants at that point. I mean, it was just
I'm going to put this a little differently. I met Charlie Wachtel.
There you go.
Yes, you did.
And his mom.
And that was a thrill. And that was
Very, very proud, of course.
Well, Dr. Wachtel, I want to thank you so much for being with us this morning. It was truly a gift to have you here. We've been talking about it for a few weeks, and your interview, your being here today, was even more than Fran and I could have hoped for. So
thank you. I appreciate that.
I want to give out the name of the books because I know that other people are interested. One is My Mother's Shoes, Dr. Shirley Wachtel, and the newer book is This I Know?
That's the latest book,
that's
yes.
That's the latest book. Again, it's Dr. Shirley Wachtel, WCHTEL, and from all of us, thanks so much for being here.